Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm so excited. You are debut episode, Rebirth of Real Life Radio. Yay. I'm your host, Jerry Tran, and I'm here with my amazing, awesome, and enough co-host, Desiree Michelle.
Hello.
I'm so excited and kind of that nervous excitement to be back. It's like definitely that rebirth, like there's that newness going on where, you know, you're kind of nervous the first day at a job, the first kiss, right? You're like, okay, is this going to be good enough? And of course, that's our theme for today. So it's perfect that I'm feeling that way, right? Kind of like, is it going to be too much? Is it going to be good enough? And so let's explore a little more. So I just want to invite all of our listeners to log into the chat room. You can write your comments, questions in the chat room, and I'll be monitoring that. And you can also call in. So the guest call-in number is area code 773-897-6437. And also I'll be monitoring that, so I'll bring you in at a convenient time if you want to call in and have a question for us or a comment to share. So, yay, without further ado, I'm pretty stoked because I know, Des, you've just been vibrating to do this, and I've, like, witnessed energy and this this real need to share, because we have been on, well, I guess we called it sabbatical for almost 3 years, but somehow we came quite close down the show. So there was a part of us that knew we'd be back, that we need, you know, when the timing was right, and the timing's right. So, welcome, Des. How's it going?
Oh, thanks, Jerry. I am so excited. I'm actually surprised because I'm usually not really at all nervous. I'm just, like, chomping at the bit, kind of salivating to get the show started. And today I'm like, oh, there was this sense of, because I think actually, this is a lovely segue in, because I'm aware of the fact that there are people that I know who are cheering us on, who are maybe listening, who have indicated that they're going to be present. And it's so perfect because I am like, my own feelings of, am I enough? Is this going to be enough? Am I going to say what needs to be said? Am I going to come off sounding like an idiot? Like, all of this. So it's like, perfect, because this is exactly what we need to really, because you know how we're all about being authentic and using our own lives as living, breathing examples of what we're talking about to really help people anchor in that it's like, hey, we're just regular folks, just like everyone else. Like the stuff that we're talking about is completely applicable to anybody if they'd like it to be, that, you know, you don't, neither one of us are whatever, just lovely women, regular people who are willing to expose their learning in a public forum and for the greater good, you know, like the intention is always, hey, look, you know what, guys, I'm pretty sure no one's any more foolish than we are. Probably no less, but certainly no more.
Absolutely.
And we're brave and beautiful, and let's just, so the whole, like this, so what a great example is, like, you know, are we enough, or do we have the right to have the show? Do I have the right to put myself out there? And I think anyone who's ever had the idea of wanting a little bit more in their life or to tap into something that feels a little bit more real or authentic or fully expressed within themselves. So, you know, that's the struggle is, well, golly, you know, but what horrible, terrible thing might happen to me if I dare to step outside of my current comfort zone, or I dare to put my business out there, or speak what I'm really thinking, or share with...
Yeah, such fear.
Yeah, with people that matter to me, like, oh my God, what might happen? They might reject me, and, you know, and that used to be, you know, a millennia ago, to be rejected actually was life or death, because, you know, we were living in these little tribal communities, and if you were ousted from said tribe, I mean, you were, you're on your own, surrounded by saber-toothed tigers, you know, possibly not able to hunt or care for yourself. It was a life or death thing, and I think that fear is still sort of residually hanging out in our psyches, and certainly over the course of so many cultural events where speaking out got you literally killed, you know. So there is encoded in us still this fear of, oh my God, if I stick my head out, someone's going to chop it off. And thankfully, it's not true anymore, certainly not in our culture. I cringe, tighten my shoulders around my neck, please, no one cut it off.
Oh my God, we are so programmed, right? It just,
yeah,
all of the old past lives, the karma, the imprints from this lifetime, and even that definition of, you know, yeah, what's acceptable, and like who defined, you know, what's enough? What's enough love? What's enough money? How much is enough food? Like, we can't even seem to, you know, we struggle with even that, like when to stop eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
At what point is it, are we enough? And we're just in this constant, you know, seeking cycle of seeking and needing that validation and that approval, because we're just so deeply programmed from generations back. And from, you know, if you've ever been in that lack, like starving for money, starving for love, starving for food, then of course, forgive yourselves, because you're perfectly normal, you know, to be kind of hoarding and grasping and clinging to those relationships when you get them, to the food when you have it, to the wealth when it comes in. Problem is, seek and do not find. That's like the ego's mantra, and we end up stuck in this cycle of not enough. It can never be enough then, until we finally make the decision, really just that choice, to say, okay, I am enough, just as I am, and then we can start to accept other people just as they are. And it's such a deep and beautiful topic. And as much as this is my work, you know, teaching people to love themselves, accept themselves, forgive themselves. And as much as I've been doing this for years and realize, you know, how deeply ingrained this is in myself. When we did our little practice show last week, just to see, okay, how this setup works and remind ourselves. And you know, I couldn't believe it. It sparked something. And, you know, these things, they come up when you're ready to let go of an old pattern. It shows up as an issue.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this whole enoughness brought up so many little things for me and issues. And I was like, what? I can't believe this. I can't believe how much I still have around this topic and how much I still haven't fully accepted that I am enough. So, thanks for bringing that to my attention and being that spoon that stirred up all my shit, because I had a lot surface the 2 days after that, and really I was reminded also of all the beautiful tools that I have that work.
Yeah, which which leads me to my next question is, okay, so you had the I'm inadequate or I'm not enough sludge brought to the surface, and so I'm just curious, what did you use to help yourself process through that and move beyond it?
Oh my God. Like, I went through my whole tool belt. At first I didn't. At first I was just sitting in it, which I also think is beautiful. You know, recognizing, like, stop trying to push these things away. And in fact,
yeah.
I found a.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right now, I want to share this. I have a Meditations to Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And there's just these beautiful little tidbits. And I opened to this one that I think is so perfect for today's show. So I kind of wanted to start with it, and then I can share some of the tools that I used to go along with it. But it touches on a lot of what I do. So it says, when I'm ready to let go of an old pattern, it comes up as an issue. I am learning to recognize my issues as messengers from a deep place inside myself that yearns to be loved. The universe to help me let go of the fear, and I allow myself to move into the new understanding. I am learning to be loving to my negative habits and beliefs. I used to say, oh, I want to get rid of that. Now I know that I created all my habits to fulfill a purpose. So I release the old habits with love and find more positive ways to fulfill those needs. And then the affirmation is, I release the need to be perfect.
So
I read that.
Yeah.
Because that's it, right? It comes up.
Yeah.
And it's like this little child that is needy and needs attention. To a child, love is attention. And so all these things need, these issues that come up and these self-criticisms that come up, all they need is love. They need your attention. They're coming up to leave. But if you just push them away, they're going to keep nagging at you just like a little child, right? Like, I want more attention. And then they'll find all sorts of negative ways to get that attention or any way to get the attention. It doesn't matter. Because when you don't pay attention, that's death. Right? So that's what I did for the first day or so. I just kind of sat in it and gave it my attention. And I use the word interesting so much in the last few years. Like, everything's just, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. And I go, interesting, right? And I allow myself to sort of feel what I feel and sit in that. And without, you know, I know that it comes up to leave. I trust that it'll leave when it's ready and after whatever I've processed or need to process, whatever work I need to do is complete. And then, you know, I went for a drive. Like, I went for a drive, and it was beautiful because I have this kind of a, whenever I get in my car, I set a long time ago that I'm doing my work, that driving is a very present activity for me.
Right.
And so when I get in my car, I get just super present, feel my body, feel the steering wheel, look around, I look for why life is beautiful and use that time to release. So I have some kind of a, like I use healing statements. And so just using the statement to release, release, release. I call upon divine source assistance to help me to release anything and everything that is not serving me in this moment, that is not serving divine love, including any karmic ties, attachments, old belief systems, and anything else. And then I just command that it release, and I breathe until I actually feel it release, and then replace it with love. I allow in that love to replace, fill up all the empty spaces, because nature abhors a vacuum. So something's going to fill it up. You might as well choose what that might be, right? What you want.
Sure, for sure.
And so then I define, you know, that it's going to be filled up with that love and light and complete and total self-acceptance. And I love myself. I know myself. I am good enough. And I breathe that in until I actually feel the shift. And then I just focus. Once I kind of do my internal work, then I focus more on the outside. And so everyone that drives by, all the trees, everything that I see, I see it and I bring it into my heart. And sometimes it's just a breath, bringing it into my heart. Sometimes I attach it to a mantra. So a while back, I was listening to a teleseminar. I think it was at Marcy Shimoff, Happy for No Reason.
I love her stuff.
Yeah, and she was talking about somebody that had cancer, and what she ended up doing was sending everyone love and healing outside of herself, like everyone she came across, just mentally and energetically, she would send them love. And so she would say, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be, what was it, happy, healthy, may you live with ease. There's one more, I'm missing a phrase, but maybe happy, maybe
wealthy.
Healthy.
Let's say wealthy.
Maybe. You want, well, okay. Yeah, whatever comes up at the moment is perfect, right? Maybe happy, maybe healthy, maybe wealthy, may you live with ease. And then just, you know, breathe that out to them and just wrap them in that love, that light. And so I actually get excited when there's a traffic jam now, like, because it's like, oh, all these cars, they're all lined up for me to, like, blast out my love to them, and I just like see them all, bring them into my heart, send them those well wishes, the wishes of just love and unity and let's come together.
Yeah.
And I see you wishes, right? Like, just I see you, I love you, you're perfect just as you are. Or sometimes I do Ho'oponopono and I do, like, I just say those phrases, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And especially if I witnessed an accident or someone that just doesn't look like they're feeling all that good about themselves. And, yeah, and then I end up just getting, like, I feel high. I feel light. I feel amazing. And everything just lifted within about 15 minutes. I started to cry and just physically release all that stuff that had come up for me. So, so thank you for bringing all my stuff up. For being that spoon that stirred all my shit to the top. But yeah, you know, I do have a lot of tools, like the forgiveness, forgiving myself for still forever believing, going way back to, you know, to birth, to preschool, for believing any messages that I wasn't good enough, that there was something wrong with me. Anytime I was reprimanded or corrected or to, you know, I cleaned my room. Oh, you missed a spot, right? Or I got like 90% of my math test. Well, then what the heck? Why couldn't you get 100? And recognizing, oh, my gosh, you know. And so it's never enough, never enough. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
No wonder, right? It's just, but of course, my parents couldn't be enough for them because they weren't enough for them. If you're not enough for yourself, then you're constantly going to be seeking outside yourself for that approval, for that validation, and projecting onto everyone else that they're not enough. You're going to see all the little things, focus on everything that isn't enough, that isn't quite right, instead of seeing everything that is, everything that's beautiful, everything that's perfect, and just recognizing. So when you realize you're perfect just as you are, and there's always room for improvement, You can be with another in their imperfection without the judgments and the criticisms. Like, so I have so much compassion now. Even when I see people attacking and bullying, because I know what they're doing in the mirror every day and to themselves every day.
Yeah.
And so then I forgive myself because that's me too. There is no separation.
Yeah, well, it's such a fascinating, because I'm hearing in my mind's eye, so to speak, like all questions from people, right? You know, like, well, okay, but if I think I'm so perfect, if I like really buy into this shit you're selling, and I think I'm so perfect, then what's stopping me from becoming a stagnant blob and never getting off the couch, right? So that's like one of those questions that, or some version thereof, right? Because there is this, a very common, like, I love that question when I get it because it's super common. And it's, there is this current belief that the only way that you'll move forward is if, you know, there's this threat of some sort if you don't, you know, like you have to make that correction. You've got to become a better version of yourself. And to a degree, I mean, there is this natural, it's just nature's thing is to expand and contract. So fear not. I mean, you're naturally going to want to expand anyways, when the time is right, like when you're in a place of, because perpetual expansion, which is our current model out there, this like really, you know, do, industry, grow, take with like no allowance for the seasons, like no allowance for the winter, literally, but also like we have our lights on all the time, like there's, but also we've really divorced ourselves from those natural cycles. You know, I mean, there is a time mm-hmm. for action, for planting. There's a time for, like, you know, doing the weeding and making sure it's happening. And then there's this time for harvesting. And then there's this time where you let it lay fallow, like you let it rest. And I think where we've really stepped away from where this I am not enoughness really kind of stems from is not being connected to those natural cycles, like this belief that you are supposed to be perpetually growing, always changing, always bigger, better, more. And there's not this appreciation because, like, if we're so divorced from the not doing, you know, and mm-hmm. I think there needs, when we begin to tap back into our natural cycles, when we begin to start really paying attention to our body and its energy levels, and especially as women, because we are very connected to our cycles. We have very real 28-day cycles that, you know, there's this ebb and flow of energy that happens during that period of time, and there's this need to reconnect with, and we're not broken. Like, when you're exhausted, you know, the PMS, like, oh, God, I just want to curl up in a hole and die for a week. You know what? We need to. That's normal. That's, like, a healthy, and so there's, but like even just recognizing and saying, oh, it's okay that I'm tired right now. Like, it's okay that I feel like I need to withdraw for a while, 3 years. It's okay
three years.
Yeah. But there's some, because my whole life I lived with this, like, type A, get that approval, give them what they want. It's all about, you know, getting that A. And if you didn't get the A this time, then strive for that A next time to keep competing against yourself. And there is a time for that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong mm-hmm. with that growth or that it's we need to expand, but it's equally as important. It actually doesn't even make any sense if you're divorced from that more feminine component of being aware of the cycles and being connected to dillness or the mystery or the not doing, because it's from that quiet place or that where you, like, inhale, recharge with meaningful, with meaningful direction. Because if you're always just exhaling for when you're going to die, because you're not inhaling, which is what we're doing to our planet, literally, right? So there's, it's, true. You know, me and my metaphors, how everything's a metaphor for everything else, and it really is. And it's like we need to collectively inhale, and then from that place, you begin to see what right action needs to happen. And then you get excited about that and you start taking those steps, that right action step, because you've breathed in first and you've tapped into that wisdom, that greater wisdom that sees the fullness. Like, nature left to her own devices balances itself out all the time, right? I mean, it has its seasons. When a population of animal gets a little over the top, well, it kind of starts to run out of food. It starts to die off. And, you know, and there's this natural check and balance that happens because it's not trying to just always be expanding. But it, again, if you never mm-hmm. expand, then you will become extinct. So it's like both of those energies are important and they're both valuable. And so that's that enough has to do with recognizing that it's okay to just need a break. It's okay that I'm not perfect or that I've, you know, it's okay that I'm tired. It's okay that, and that to honor that, that was my first step, is to really, oh my gosh, like what I thought were my limitations are actually really beautiful calls to it's, do you know what I mean? It's, it's okay. Actually okay. Yeah, like it's okay mm-hmm. to not have this perpetual growth, learning, stretch outside your comfort zone. Stretch outside, like, absolutely, you need to stretch, and you will. And that's the beautiful thing is because I was on this crash course like 3 years ago. I was on this because I had been so, so needing to burst out of this constraint that I had built around myself. And I had, I was living this very inauthentic life. My 20s was this entire load of bullshit, which is all okay and good and fine because that was the fodder for my learning, you know, like no regrets, right. But it was. And my process in my early 30s was really busting out of that bullshit. But then I got really crazy with it. And it was like, I got to burst my real self out. And I'm pushing so hard. I was like, splitting myself open, and it was like, you know, and I'm taking all these unnecessary steps, and I'm just burnt out, and I'm exhausted, and I'm just like, whoa, from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another, because I didn't inhale. And so then I took this 3 year, two and a half, let's be honest, 2.5 year, so that I could start to find this more. Because when I was moving forward before, it was really still from this fearful place, from this, oh, I've got to hurry up and birth who I am, or I've got to hurry up and be authentic, or I've got to hurry up and make sure I'm making the right decisions. And so there's still that, you know, that perpetually, and I want to use the term masculine energy of doing as opposed to the feminine energy of allowing and receiving. And it's really been a beautiful journey about finding how we're both right, you know, both of me, my I want to get it done, want to emerge, want to touch the world, want to get it out there, part of me, and the part that's like, just needs to breathe and rest and not get it out there and not be doing anything important, quote unquote. You know, it is important, but it doesn't appear that way.
Mm-hmm. Inspiration, is taking inspired action. You know, that inhale is
inspired
the ability
action.
To come from an inspired place. Because inspiration, right?
Inhale.
Then you, and when you do exhale, it comes from a completely different place than if you're just constantly stuck in that seeking and doing and have to's and shoulds and more just the being, the beingness. And man, are we ever being called into that place, like as a whole. That place, you know, anything and everything that is not congruent with who we really are and with our purpose.
And with a natural cycle.
And with, it's all being called into question. And so it is a really rocky time for a lot of people. It's, you know, you really do need to pull out your tools and just practice loving yourself and radical self-acceptance, radical forgiveness. Become very, very aware. Be that watcher of your thinking and just notice. And, you know, what are you focusing on? And just trust, like so much trust is required right now. Trusting the universe, trusting that the universe has your back, that life is happening for you and not to you. Even if you have no idea how this could possibly be happening for you, just trusting that on some level it is. It really is. And it is a friendly universe.
So
and it's a choice. Like, you might as well choose
so
to believe that you're here anyway.
I'm so excited to talk about that. Yeah, like next week's
there's
show,
so much.
I know, just throwing it out there because we're already at our half an hour. Boom, these fly by, hey?
Oh, whoa. we're used to the hour show, so this will be good.
But
this is a great start.
Yeah, the universe is here for me, not against me. What the hell is that? So I think maybe that'll be next week's topic. Cause you know, that's the question. I'm like, what? What is that? I guess of course it happens to me. These things happen to me. You know, like so, this stuff happens to you, but you can unpack it. There's techniques to unpack the beautiful gifts that show up in the guise of challenges and. You know, when you feel that tightness in your chest, like that's it's a check engine light and there's a gift inside there and there's totally ways to unpack it. And that might be something fun to talk about next week.
Yeah, totally. And I know that you have a lot about just your 3 year sabbatical to share too. Mm-hmm. And some of those golden nuggets that I love listening to you. So yes, tune in next week at the same time, same place, and we will continue the conversation. Yeah, thank you so much, Des. I'm like, I'm ready. Hey, bring it on. I'm good. Got my tools.
Yay!
And I'll just love it as it comes up and give it the attention it needs. And so I just want to end with a little poem. You are enough. I actually posted it on Facebook too. So.
Oh, awesome. So listeners can definitely check it out there too.
Yeah, you know that beautiful story about the father and daughter at the airport and one of them saying, I wish you enough. And then just reciting the poem from memory because it's something that's been passed down in their family from generation to generation. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright, no matter how gray the day may appear. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun even more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive and everlasting. I wish you enough pain so that even the smallest of joys in life may appear bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. I wish you enough hellos to get through the final goodbye. So, I wish you enough days. I wish you enough beautiful people listening. And everyone, may you know that you are enough.
Love Amen and namaste.
Namaste. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. See you next week. Same time, same place as we further dig into this awesome, juicy topic.
Mm-hmm. And you can find Desiree Michelle, Jerry Trend on Facebook. Our pages are Living from Heart Center and Real Life Radio, Real Life with one L. All right. Have an awesome week and rest of your day. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.